SBS στα ελληνικά.
You work for the state government for the past 3 years. What exactly is your subject? What are you doing there?
I'm currently an advisor for the state government of Victoria. I'm currently advising Minister Hutchins, who's the Minister for the Prevention of Family Violence, Women, Indigenous Affairs and Industrial Relations. So quite a social justice portfolio. The main part of my role is to implement the recommendations from the Royal Commission into Family Violence. And what came out of that was the need to have prevention activities across our state in different settings. So it's about how do we change the behaviours and attitudes of men, boys and also women so we can have a respectful Victoria and that can lead to a decrease in family violence.
So have you done any significant progress so far? Do we have any results?
This is, you know, intergenerational change. You know, these things don't happen overnight, but we have, as a state government, progressed almost 2/3 of these recommendations. A lot of this is response. You know, how do we take care of these women who are fleeing from family violence? So in orders of in terms of crisis accommodation, family court orders, and police response. In prevention, we're seeing now that there's a lot of goodwill. So a lot of people want to do the right thing, but what is the best evidence-based programs that we can as a society put forward to ensure that we're getting the best results? And, you know, the more that we do this, the more that we're seeing it's working when you intervene younger, so in schools, you know, in preschools, when you have, you know, when you foster gender equality and respectful relationships, we see that flow out into high school and universities.
We're here today to discuss about women in politics, women in leadership. Can these two be connected, like what you're doing there with the future generation of women in politics or in senior positions? Can that be related somehow?
Fundamentally, why we don't see lots of women in politics or an equal amount is because of the way we perceive them. We have very strict gender roles that we continually fight as a society. You know, women have been activists in this, but we still have traditional gender roles. Positions of leadership, we discuss in the sense of traditional male authoritative language or roles. And only when we as a society accept that we can all do the same job and we all have the same skill set, can we see more women in leadership positions? Politics by its nature is a very aggressive boys club in the sense of who gets pre-selected or, you know, decision making. You know, we see in question time the hollering, the banter back and forth, and that can be not a very nice environment to work in. So until we change cultures in politics itself, but then also change in our perception of women, can we see real gender equality in politics?
This is harder to be achieved within the ethnic communities, yeah?
Exactly. And because we see that we have intergenerational ingrained thinking, and you can be taught in your schools and outside of your school, but if you're having conversations in the home that continue to ingrain that culture, if your mentality, if your conversations with your parents, your grandparents, you know, have gender roles. So, you know, if it's not encouraged to have a career, if it's not encouraged to have parent responsibilities that are even, see, in a lot of ethnic communities, women take up the role as domestic laborers. You know, they do a lot of the unpaid housework. They have carers' responsibilities, whether it's the elderly, their parents, or their children. So until we see those fundamental gender norms change, we won't see a lot of progress.
Πείτε μας τη γνώμη σας. Κάντε like στην σελίδα μας στο Facebook ή ακολουθήστε μας στο Twitter στο SBS Greek.